You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Pistons lost badly to the Pacers the other night, 105-84. Pistons committed 21 turnovers, and that was essentially the game. 21 turnovers. The Pacers' defense was aggressive, especially Detroit's interior players, but it wasn't even just them. I mean, it was just mixed all around. Andre Drummond had 6, John Luer 4, Aaron Baines 3, Tobias Harris 3. Stanley Johnson had a couple, Ish Smith had a couple, Reggie Jackson had a couple. Just a real disappointing performance. Whenever you think this team might be figuring things out, might have enough going, might have just a little bit of momentum, a game like this, 105-84 to the Pacers. The Pacers have been playing better lately. It was in Indiana. You know, it's not the most unforgivable loss, but the Pistons just so rarely lately have gotten wins that to feel really good about based on the opponent and the location. Winning at home against some bad teams, yeah, you've got to win those, but occasionally you need to win some like this, and it's just not happening. Marcus Morris after the game, this is via MLive, he said, "I've been saying this for a while, all season. When a team gets aggressive, I feel like we take a step back instead of taking challenge and getting right back with it. I just feel like we kind of get on our heels. It's been concerning the whole year." And yeah, we keep wondering when this team isn't going to look so soft. And at a certain point, I just have to wonder if being soft is the part of the Pistons' identity this year. I didn't think they were soft last year. They were especially not soft against the Cavs in the playoffs. I mean, they weren't up to that challenge, but in the way they were, they wanted to play hard. They wanted to play aggressive. They wanted not to be soft. And so you would hope that would carry over to this year, and it hasn't. It just hasn't. This Pistons team has been soft throughout most of the year, and Marcus Morris is the one who keeps talking about it. I don't know if there's something he can say. He's not, I don't think he's necessarily been soft, but he hasn't played with an energy that's contagious. That's what you need, is players who have a contagious energy. I don't know if the Pistons have that guy. Late in the year last year, a lot of times it was Stanley Johnson. He's been a shell of himself most of the year. Maybe he's getting back on track now. We've talked about his weight loss, his improved play. Maybe as that happens, he can play with an energy that gets other guys going. Anthony Tolliver did it at times last year because, look, he was undersized for a power forward. He's not that athletic. Like, for him to play well, he had to play with an energy that was clear, an abundant energy that everybody could pick up on. He's gone. Somewhere along the way, this dynamic has changed, and the Pistons are not this super energetic, tough, hard-nosed team, and they've become far from it. And that's especially problematic because this team is not super talented to the point where they can get away with being soft. They don't need to be the toughest team. They probably do to meet their higher goals, but to meet reasonable goals, they don't need to be the toughest team. But it can't be this. This just happens too often where another team digs in. And the word Marcus Morris has used in the past is punks. The Pacers punk the Pistons. Morris hasn't changed this. He talks about it. I think he wants to be the player who prompts everybody to figure this out. He's the one who keeps bringing it up, but it's not landing. The message is not landing from him. At the famous team meeting my ass, Morris said he did most of the talking in it. And the other players just, maybe they wanted to respond. Maybe they wanted to, like, be fueled by that. Maybe they felt like, yes, Marcus Morris just made this passionate speech and we've got his back and we're ready. I don't know how they felt, but they didn't do it. They came out flat the next game. This team is just too often flat. It's disappointing that Morris hasn't exerted a different energy. It's disappointing that Andre Drummond hasn't. We've talked about all the nights he comes out not quite ready to go. He's still productive, but he's often not a player that his teammates can feel his energy and rally around. It's maybe even less so this year than in the past. It's just the Pistons have a lot of players who are fine, who aren't lazy or soft themselves or anything like that, but I'm just not sure who's the guy who invigorates everybody else. And then collectively, you have a team that is collectively soft. You can have a team that's collectively soft without any individual player being soft, because most teams have somebody or multiple people who bring the energy, who bring the passion, who excite the other players. I think this is more a problem on the hustle, hard-nosed, toughness scale. It's more of a problem from the top than the bottom. I don't think the Pistons have somebody bringing them down. I just don't think they have anybody bringing them up. And again, in games like the Pacers, it shows. It's a tough way to play. It's a tough way to get to the playoffs. The Pistons are hanging around right in the middle of this race because they have a decent amount of talent. They have players who've played together. They have a good coach. But they're too often soft. And at this point in the season, it's fair to wonder whether that's going to turn or when it's going to turn, if at all. A couple more things I want to run through today, but first I want to talk to you about SeatGeek. Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. SeatGeek is always the first place I go to look for tickets to a game or concert. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I just used it the other day to look at tickets for concerts in the Detroit area. I get press passes to Pistons games, know plenty of friends who've successfully found Pistons tickets. When the season comes, you get Lions tickets there. Go see one of the last games at the Joe, get Red Wings tickets, all available on SeatGeek. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is graded based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab and click Add a Promo Code. Enter the promo code LO Pistons. It's LO as in Locked On Pistons. LO Pistons. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LO Pistons today. Stan Van Gundy, like we were just saying, maybe hasn't gotten the toughness out of this team as he would like. And I think it's fair to put a little blame on him for that. Motivating players is part of the coaching job. A lot of coaches don't like to admit that. They might resent that, but it is part of the job. But Van Gundy has done some things positively in that regard, and one of them is having his back after these Charles Barkley comments. Charles Barkley said that the Pistons have players who think they're better than they are, You can check out a podcast a few days ago on that and why I thought that was a somewhat fair, somewhat unfair criticism. Van Gundy's response, this is also via M Live, he said, that would probably qualify most every team in the NBA. You have to believe in this league. I've seen guys not make it because they don't believe in themselves enough. Like, you're going out there and play against the best players in the world every night. You better have a belief in yourself and what you're doing. I think our guys have that, and I would want that. Do they think they're better than they are? That's probably everybody. But I think that ego, if that's what you want to call it, is absolutely necessary in professional sports. You'll see evidence of it every year. Some teams progress, others don't. A lot of it's mindset. And I think that's mostly right. There is ego all around the NBA. Do the Pistons have it in an unhealthy way? Are they dealing with it in an unhealthy way? Maybe. But I don't think what's happening in Detroit is so far outside the norm of other teams. Players think they're better than they are because they worked so hard to get to that level and they made it. It is an incredible accomplishment to make the NBA. You're going to think you're pretty good. Lastly, last thing for today, the last two-minute reports. Some of you are interested in these. Some of you are not. I kind of am. I'm curious about these calls late in these big games. Yes, it's a 48-minute game and calls earlier matter. It doesn't change the result. And I get all the criticisms of why people don't like them. I'm curious. The Pistons lost 113-109 to the Celtics the other week. NBA came out and said, this was the game where Reggie Jackson tried to take over. The NBA didn't say this, but this was the game where Reggie Jackson tried to take over down the stretch. Missed a bunch of shots. Well, one of those misses, the Celtics got the defensive rebound because Jonas Jerebko got away with a loose ball foul on John Lure. The Celtics were in the penalty, so Lure would have gone to the line for two free throws. This came with 45 seconds left. The Pistons were down two. Lure, who's a really good free throw shooter, shoots some Pistons technical free throws. He would have gotten two shots to tie the game. Instead, Celtics stay up two, and they were still up two when the Pistons started intentionally fouling. Doesn't mean the Pistons would have won with a correct call, but it would have been a pretty big increase in their odds. You can be bummed out about that. You can resent the NBA for that, however you want to feel. That's the other element of two-minute reports, is everybody, even the people who are curious about them, everybody feels a different way. I'm not going to tell you what the right way is there. Feel how you want to feel. I might tell you how you should feel tomorrow, though, depending on how tonight's game goes. Pistons have the 76ers at home. No Joel Embiid. He's injured. 76ers are almost always a completely different team without him, a really lousy team without him. Except for that time they beat the Pistons by 18 in Detroit without Joel Embiid. Can't let that happen again. A real soft team would allow that to happen again. But the Pistons also blew a lead to the Kings. We're real disappointed. A not-so-great Kings team. Let them come into the Palace and then win again after that. This is not a team that has the best track record of avenging losses. The type of thing that can pump up other teams. Small sample, you know, because sometimes you lose to a team that you should lose to and you can't just turn it on. But I feel like this is a game where you should just be able to turn it on. 76ers are bad without Joel Embiid. You can't figure out a way to win this. That'd be a major disappointment. Be a major disappointment to lose to the Lakers on Wednesday. Two very, very winnable games. Time for the Pistons to take advantage. We've said this before. They haven't. Maybe this will be a different time. We'll talk about the 76ers game more tomorrow. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.